right, where's my money?
Money.
Money, money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
If I were to ask you, what is your greatest asset? Most people would say their home or their 401k or their IRA. The truth is, during a person's working years, their greatest asset is their ability to earn an income. According to the National Safety Council, there is a 1 in 21 chance that you will have a disabling accident. No estate or financial plan can be considered complete unless there has been an evaluation of the risk of disability. Planning to live is as important as planning to die, and the risk is greater. For example, a male age 40, long-term disability is 2.9 times more likely than death. Before disability, most people are able to acquire savings so that their income is greater than their expenses. However, after disability caused by a sickness or injury, income will fall and expenses will rise due mostly to medical costs. Let's look at what can happen without planning. The expenses of a disability can quickly exhaust the family's savings and create substantial debt. This is true despite the availability of Social Security after 6 months of continuous and total disability. For most people, these payments will rarely fill the gap created between falling income and increasing expenses. With planning, the cornerstone of any disability plan is disability insurance. Just as life insurance protects a family in case of an untimely death, disability income insurance protects both the insured and his family in case of the insured disability. So make sure you have your financial affairs in order. And a good way to start this process would be to contact me through the Christian Financial Advisors Network by email at John, that's J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org. Or you can call me toll free at 888-914-9909. I would be more than happy to review your financial situation with you to make sure your financial house is in order. And thank you for joining me this week for your Retirement Minute.